Today we heard the Christmas story from the Gospel of Matthew. Last year, we heard the Christmas story from the Gospel of Luke. But there are four Christmas stories floating around. We have the Gospel of Matthew, which we just did, where Joseph had a dream, and then eventually the wise men will come following the star in the east. And we have the Gospel of Luke, where there was no room in the inn, so Jesus was placed in a manger, and the shepherds were notified in the field by an angel of the Lord, and eventually the wise men come. Then we have the Hallmark Christmas story, which has angels and Christmas trees and reindeers and everything else. And then we have the Ralphie Christmas story, where we have a BB gun and a bar of soap and an icicle. And, they're popular stories. But the Hallmark and the Ralphie story do not follow the biblical stories and the biblical teachings of the Bible. So in today's story, really what we hear about the faith of Joseph. We hear a lot in all of the scriptures about Mary, the mother of Jesus. And it's true because she was with him from birth through his crucifixion and through his resurrection. And we hear all about it, but we don't hear much about Joseph. But today, we learned of the faith that he had to follow what he was told. He was part of the fulfillment of the prophecies. He was from the line of David. He came from Nazareth. He was a hard-working, simple-working person. He was a carpenter. Now, in ancient time, a carpenter could either be working with wood or metal or stone. But we tend to think of him working in wood. He would have been a strong person with rough and gruff hands. But he was a righteous man. He was a faithful man. And he had a very simple life that he led. His education would have been an apprenticeship with another carpenter, just as Jesus was apprenticed to him as a carpenter. In Jesus' first sermon, he's recognized by the elders who say, "Isn't this the carpenter's, the son of Mary, and all his brothers?" So he was recognized as a carpenter also. But in this gospel, he was engaged, betrothed. Mary was betrothed to him. They weren't really married yet. And in the Jewish tradition, there were three steps in the marriage. There was the promise. When they were younger, the families got together and arranged a marriage, and they were promised to one another. Then, at some point in time, they became engaged or betrothed. And if you listen to the gospel reading, he is Mary's husband. They were in this engagement, betrothal stage. They were recognized as being married, but not living together. So they were totally committed to one another, but not living together. Then the final part of it would have been the wedding ceremony, at which point they would have lived together as husband and wife. And that was a big ceremony that usually lasted about a week. So they were pictured as married, but not together. And when Joseph learns that she's pregnant, I can see him being a little upset and angry at the situation and wanting to get rid of her, wanting to just separate and say no. But being a righteous man, a godly man, he thought he would just do it quietly and there would be no public display and it just, they would go their own ways. But in the dream, the angel spoke to him. And the angel explained to him the situation. The angel told him that this child was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph had the faith to believe what he was told. And he had the faith to step out and do as he was told, to take Mary as his wife and to marry her and to call the baby that was born, the son that was, he was told would be born, Jesus, Emmanuel, God is with us. That took a tremendous amount of faith on his part to believe what he was told. Joseph gives us an example of faith and living into faith and living out our faith and stepping forward in our faith. We're all called in different ways. We're all called to some purpose in life. Our duty and our task is to listen to how we are being called, to what God is telling us. God has a plan for each of us, and we are requested to fulfill it. We need to listen and then accept what we are told in faith, just like Joseph did, to step out in faith and to act on that calling, the direction that we are told to go. We need to use Joseph as a strong example of faith and believing in God and believing what God tells us. So we need to take time, listen to God, and then pray about what we hear and step out in faith and fulfill our callings. Amen.